At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. We're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Fun show coming up today. Some golf with our buddy Jeff Seeley in an hour on this match play tournament that we have. Leading into the Masters, basically, Johnny Avello. This is going to be fun. Oscars talk and Academy Awards betting. That's going to be in an hour and 45 minutes. And then two really good NBA guests with Aaron Renning and Brian Windhorst. And Paulie, we do have a great card tonight in the association. I would say like a bunch of marquee games, if you will. Of course, you can bet on all of this stuff. Usually when we're on this early in the morning, we're still waiting for news. Who's going to be in, who's going to be out. Well, we know going into tonight, two of the best players in the league are going to miss their games. Luka is out for the Mavericks, but they're still laying like 9.5 points in their game. And the other big one would be the Nets at the Grizzlies. And there's no Ja Morant, so the Nets are a short favorite on the road. Kyrie's going to play tonight. What, one of three?
Three left.
Games? Okay.
Only playing three left, yep.
So this kind of throws out the window. This, remember, we pointed this out, I don't know, probably 2 months ago. The Grizzlies in the first quarter, in the first half, they've been covering machines. They take people up behind the woodshed, and it's over with early. Tonight, not sure if I'm going to bet it because of no Ja and Kyrie's playing in the game.
Okay, I'm on the Nets. I like the Nets tonight. Also, you have the fact where Memphis knows they're going to get the 2 seed. With the Curry injury and Draymond Green calling out the Warriors, we'll get punked. We're going to get beat by the Magic. So Memphis is going to get the 2 seed. And the fact that, right, he can only play in 3 more games. He was terrific going for 60 in the last road game. They've been clicking when they're out there with Durant. So they've won 7 of 8. And I know they had that great run when Ja was out, too.
Yeah, they did.
But and good point, too, about how great they've been first quarter and first half. But I like the Nets for the game. Lose a little bit of the luster. National TV, you don't have Ja.
Sure.
But a terrific doubleheader on national television with this game. And then the Lakers at home against the Sixers.
Okay, so, by the way, the Grizzlies do have the third most difficult schedule for the rest of the year. Now, they're down to 10 games, but all these teams basically have between 9 and 11 games remaining on the schedule, which I can't believe the season's almost done with right now. So then what are you expecting tonight? I'll ask you this, because you know, James Harden gets, he gets ridiculed quite a bit in big games, national TV, prove a kind of spots. He's not been good in his career. I don't know. Do you qualify tonight as like, as a big game? Because they are playing the Lakers after all. And LeBron, you know, in, he could lead the league in scoring.
Yeah.
I'm talking about at the end of the season. He is right now.
Yep.
You can bet on this stuff, by the way. Like, who's going to lead? He was so good against the Cavaliers. I would expect LeBron to be pretty much unstoppable in this game again tonight. But will Harden and Embiid, specifically Harden, show up and play well?
Mm-hmm. Tough call. And the Lakers return home after that road trip. So Philly is now the 3 seed. And Boston's tied with them. They lead by percentage points over Boston in the Atlantic. So much has been made about how they're going to treat this down the stretch, and they want no part of the Nets early on in the playoffs. But true. Yeah, but does it qualify for a big game? And you know this guy's history. But this one's tough. And I don't know. Are the Lakers going to be able to get enough stops? That's another thing, too. But this LeBron freight train, I mean, this is ridiculous what he's doing, averaging 30 a game. And go over the props, and we'll see if he gets any help from the supporting cast tonight. This one's tough. But the other thing, too, is Embiid's got to get going as well with a couple stinkers. And the MVP race is hot and heavy.
I would agree with that. By the way, the Lakers on their schedule, again, they have 10 games left. They have the Suns, the Warriors, the Jazz, the Sixers tonight, the Mavericks, and the Warriors twice.
Oh, it's brutal.
That is just, wow.
I know. Door's open for San Antonio. Door is definitely open. And the other thing, we'll talk about this with Brian Windhorst coming up. Adam Silver did not envision this scenario when they put together the play-in round, specifically also in the West. I mean, you might have that team 14 games under 500 that's in as a 10 seed.
That could happen.
You look at the, check the Lakers' record, and as you pointed out, check the schedule coming up.
Sure.
But the door's open for the Spurs because they have 3 coming up against Portland.
Do you think something like this would make Silver rethink it? Like, uh-oh, like we can't possibly have this.
I think it's a fluke. I mean, and this is the worst the West has been in what, mid-90s maybe?
Well,
the bottom is, I mean, just all the 8-9-10 have a losing record.
How long has it been since you could actually argue the Eastern Conference is better than the Western Conference?
Right. Long time.
Probably Jordan's Bulls? Has it been that long?
Yeah.
I mean, top to bottom, the Western Conference has been amazing for like 25 years. How about this one for a possible bad beat on a win total? So the Thunder are playing tonight. Remember how they got everybody a couple of years? Was it last year or 2 years ago? I'm getting it mixed up with the pandemic. Where they had to win like 3 games down in like the last 20
Thunder?
To go over, and they couldn't do it. Thunder.
Last year.
Okay.
Brutal. All-timer.
So, have you seen what's going on this year?
Let's have it.
Okay. Maybe not as bad as last season then. They needed to finish 7-24 to go over in their last 31 games. They're 3-18 last 21 10-game losing streak. As our buddy Jonathan Von Tobel said, Presti's doing it again.
Yes, he is.
He's rubbing everybody's faces in it, right?
Yes.
Who has a win ticket total on the over with his team?
God, this is great.
The thing is, they came back to make it look good against the Celtics the other night.
Yeah, well, yeah. Down 24, Boston took it easy, right?
Sure.
In through the back door. Sure. Suns laying 1 at Minnesota. Great game, too. Minnesota's hot, 1-10-12. Don't want to be that 7 seed. Want to move up as well. Easier said than done. And how about the Suns? 28-6 on the road. 58-14 on the season when no Paul and Booker was
They're
out, too.
They're a machine.
They are.
That's
a good game.
Would you like the Suns tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough game.
I don't really want to go against the T-Wolves against pretty much anybody, but it's the Suns we're talking about here.
Yep. How does Miami treat this? Up 2 games for the 1 seed. Butler questionable. Warriors on a back-to-back. See what you get out of Golden State. That's a tough game.
Golden State is 6-5 ATS on a back-to-back for what it's worth. And you're right, Draymond had to call him out last night after the game. Had to show some leadership with no Curry, and you're losing as, you know, big favorites on the road against a really, really bad Orlando team like that.
Can't lose that game. Nope. Can't do it. Playing stupid basketball, he said. You mentioned the Morant stuff and Luka. Butler's questionable. Curry's questionable. The other Curry, not Steph. Grant's questionable.
Right.
Detroit can't score anyways. So that's something to monitor with the Pistons. Randall may not play again. A ton of teams on back-to-back. And then you have the Celtics, the red-hot Celtics, at home against the Jazz. And Boston trying to win this division and move up in the standings. From Brian Windhorst's podcast, The Hoop Collective, since their 16-19 start, 28-10, number one in the league in defense by a wide margin. How big? 5 points per 100 possessions per game. The difference between 1 and 2, the same gap, is 2-18.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. And their effective field goal percentage is 6th now. And they have scored 124 points at least 3 games in a row. What they're also doing offensively.
What a run. But again, this team has the most difficult schedule left, and they only played 9 games. So we talked about this yesterday with Brian Mahoney, who's covered this league for a long time, and he basically just, he flat out agreed. He said, no, the Celtics, if they get the 1, they welcome playing the Nets in the first round. They're very confident the way they're playing right now, maybe the best team in basketball other than the Suns, you know, over the last 3 months or so. But they do, again, that's, they get the Heat, the Bucks, the Jazz, the Bulls. Well, the Bulls are just so bad right now.
Yeah, there it is again. I think it's 2-17 when facing a team with a better record. I also believe they're like 0-12 or something against the top three seeds? Yeah.
Because right now, I don't think it's going to finish like this, but right now it is Celtics, Bulls in the first round, Boston with home court advantage. What would you lay with the Celtics?
God. Yeah, you're supposed to get people back with Chicago. But
no, I know that. I know.
Yeah.
Because they're going to, they, as a 4-5, when the Bulls have had this kind of a season, I would suspect the Bulls are going to be very heavy favorites in that series. Not good, you know, it was bad news with Lonzo over the weekend, or recently, according to Billy Donovan, and they are just...
That's a big price.
Hitting a big wall.
I know.
But the Bulls, again, they're a game up on Cleveland for the 6, mm-hmm. or 2 games up on Toronto for the 7 right now. And in the Western Conference, the Warriors would play the Nuggets in the opening round. How would that be?
Jesus.
If the Nuggets would get somewhat healthy, if it's possible,
That's a
question mark with Curry.
What would the totals be if it's Memphis and Minnesota? Good God. Those are 240s,
probably,
right?
Probably mid-240s.
Uh-huh. Right. You like the Hawks tonight? They're on a back-to-back. But again, Grant's questionable, and the Pistons are 28th in offensive efficiency. But they've been so good ATS. I mean, this is where you want the Pistons, though.
Right.
Getting 6 as opposed to laying 9, and you lost outright to Portland.
Right. And they just played the Hawks not that long ago, and the point spread was around the same number, and that finished with a push, I believe, in that game. But the Hawks on a back-to-back, they are 4-9 ATS on the season. But you're exactly right. You don't want to lay 9 with the Pistons against the worst team in basketball, which is what they were against the Blazers the other night. You'd rather have them, you know, in a spot where they're catching a handful of points, which is what they are tonight.
Right.
I'm with you. I mean, I hate to do this, and the Nets are on the road. I would look at Brooklyn tonight against Memphis. And I do not like betting against Memphis. I can't remember the last time I did. I don't know if I have this year.
Yeah.
Because they've been so good.
Mm-hmm. I like the Nets. It's the way to go.
And I would also, boy, here we go.
Look at this, San Antonio, 28-44. They're 2 back.
Could get in. Yep.
They're 2 back of the 10.
Here I am going to make an early case, early morning case for 2 road favorites in the NBA. You know how that's going to go.
Well,
Suns would be one, and the Nets would be the other. Yeah. And Chalkboy, Mr. Chalkboy here.
Chalkboy.
Yeah.
You got, what's in your coffee, huh? You love Matt Ryan? What's going on with you, buddy?
It was a good discussion.
Yeah, it was.
Good discussion.
Hey, the hockey was great. Hockey was good last night, too.
It was great to fade the Golden Knights last night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now.
And Nashville. Kings took them out, no problem.
Igor gave up 5 goals last night. If Markstrom doesn't crap the bed, maybe down the stretch he could actually steal the Vezina away from him.
Take a slice, guys. Take a slice, Markstrom, 7-1, plus 650. You can find it, Vezina. Markstrom, take it.
All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at the website, which is betrivers.com. Up next, we'll recap last night's action. The line moves, any upsets or bad beats with win some, lose some. This run is now up to 30-4. Details on that coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Here we go. Win Some Magic money line plus 280 took out the Warriors in the tirade by Green after the game. The under 218 down to 215. Not even close. 94-90. Hawks from 1.5 up to 4 finally beat the Knicks, and they covered. Sharks money line plus 270. Down 2 goals, rallied to beat Calgary. The Devils! It happened again. Goal in the first 10 is on a 30-4 run. You know what to do tonight. They take on Toronto at Bet Rivers. It's already up. It's minus 190. And Toronto's on a 33-3 over run in the third period. Goal and a half. Bet Rivers has a 2-up over 140. You can find 1.5. You're laying 220, 230 in that range.
I think you definitely have to make it a 2.
Yes.
There's no question.
Toronto, yeah. 30-4 run goal in the first 10. It's crazy. Right back at it tonight. They took money, too. Plus 160 down to 130. What is going on? Igor's been chased 2 of the last 3 starts.
Yes, he has.
It's 2-0. I do a couple things at the house. I turn around. It's 5-2. What? Come on, Igor.
Okay, so as I said, I tried telling you a couple of weeks back, he's not going to win the heart.
Still 3-1. I agree, yeah.
Do not be betting him to win the heart.
No.
That's not going to happen. It should not happen, and it would be a travesty if he would win the MVP. That cannot, there's no way voters will allow that to happen, in my opinion.
Well, there's a lot of time.
But there's, the Vezina is is it a little tricky here?
Not yet.
Looked like he had it wrapped up and in the bag.
Right. Right. I don't know, you're going to find $4, but Markstrom gave up 4 last night. Penguins, 310 up to 360. Took out Columbus, no problem. And the Jets, 130 up to 180. Shut out the Knights. Good call there. Yes, right.
Well, Jeff Davis, yeah.
Yep, yeah, right. Everyone involved there. Subscribe, be part of the team. Visa.com, our radio and podcast friends. Eclectic mix as always. How about the Cub here? This is the sweet spot. Yeah. Rub my belly. Yeah, right there. The little guy. I got that. Oh, that feels good. Yeah. Don't. Puts his arms in the paws in the air. Yeah, there you go.
Can't get enough of it.
He loves it.
He totally gives up.
It's a spot. Yeah. He's like, you got me. Right. Look at that face, huh?
He's like resting like you did when you grew up, you know, on the floor to watch TV. He's like, okay.
That's a good one, right? And they can be ferocious. But look at this. Great video all over social media and CBS. Bear goes in with the pigs, and the pigs are, get out of here. They chase him off, and they have him cornered, right? And the bear taps out. Look at him. He got his hand on the fence. He goes, that's it. I'm out. I'm going to beat it. I'm going to find something else to do. And he runs, and they chase him out. The two pigs chase him out. So get out of here. You don't belong.
Grab the octagon.
That's my home. Yeah. Right. Right in the octagon, right? There's Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Look at the cat come in. Jeez. Takes him down. Where'd he come from? Comes flying in.
Wow.
With a running start, jumps right on the dog. I hope he caught him. I don't know how that ended.
Right place, right time with the camera here.
Man, yeah, absolutely, right? Yeah, you can't trust these cats. It's just sneaky shenanigans there.
Up to no good.
That's unfortunate all the way around. How about this big parlay hit at Caesars? A couple money lines involved. That's a 7-leg parlay hit for $31,000 at Caesars. Got a couple money lines in the association. Wow. How about that? Big time hit.
There's a plus 175 on there. Looks like a plus 250. Yeah, it took the Sixers against the Heat the other night. When that number went pick 'em to 8.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Good job. Lose some. Bulls Bucks over 231 up to 234. No good there. Lose some. What is Masvidal doing? He sucker punched Covington and knocked out his tooth?
At a restaurant?
I got that, yeah.
In Miami, I believe.
And apparently he was like in disguise. He had a hoodie on and a mask.
Yeah, he fully masked, hoodie on, so nobody would know who he was, walked up to him and then sucker punched him twice.
Yeah, well, you had your opportunity. It didn't go well. I mean, come on. Hit him twice, hit in the mouth and eye, and he broke one of his teeth.
So you actually have a chance to fight the guy legally, right? Like a so-called prize fight, and you get embarrassed, and you have no chance in the fight whatsoever. So you stoop to the level of finding him in the public and then going out totally disguised and punching him in the face.
Oh, that's
the low. That's the bottom of the barrel
right
there.
I would agree. If Covington cooperates, he's facing charges. Then you got the Chael Sonnen story, too. My God, what's going on in the UFC? And lose some, David Purdom, ESPN Chuck. I mean, this. I guess it's a winsome for the books out there, but New Jersey bettors can't bet on St. Pete.
Yeah.
St. Peter's the Peacocks.
A lot of these states still will not allow betting on colleges. I believe actually a state close to us, Arizona. You cannot bet on individual, like you cannot bet the most outstanding player from what I understand in the college basketball tournament because Arizona's still alive. You can't bet on college players.
Mm-hmm. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book, where you can claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
How bad is it right now for the Golden Knights? How good are you feeling about your, 9-10-11-1 to miss the playoffs?
Doesn't look good. But they do have a second easiest schedule remaining. That's the only saving grace.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact, I mean, this coming up here, what is it? Nashville at home, then it's Chicago, Seattle, Seattle, Vancouver, Vancouver, Arizona, Vancouver.
3 out of 4 against the Canucks.
Yeah, right. So that's, you got to win those games.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, as our buddy Fitz said, it's like I've seen this movie before. Well, I'll wait till we get healthy. Well, we're going to get healthy, and they never get healthy, and they can't put it together. So, my God.
Okay, so the NBA, as we talked
you
about.
You got Calgary, what, 18-1?
Yeah, to win their division.
Oh, mama.
But they can't put the Kings away.
Well, they're up 6 with 2 in hand. I mean, you can find a King 16-1 if you got any.
Do you like the way this has worked? Well, again, it's because of what the Olympics, you know, COVID threw a wrench in everything as well.
Yeah, pause, yeah.
We only have 9 or 10 games left in the NBA. The last day of the regular season in that sport is the Sunday of the Masters. Meanwhile, hockey goes with the regular season all the way until the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory...
July Stanley Cup?
do you mind that?
Not actually, no.
I think
you're
it's
right.
Great because the idea of one of... Because the fact that the NHL and the NBA, they're always basically playing their playoffs and the finals around the same exact time, that kind of stinks. So if the NHL playoffs and the Stanley Cup final were to be 3 weeks after the NBA finals, isn't that a really good thing? Because then we're going to have games in the NHL playoffs and the Cup final with baseball, and that's going to be it then?
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Yeah. Good move. That'll work out. Is Igor and Carter Hart Jack Campbell territory yet? When do you panic? Sometimes you lose it. It takes a while to get it back. Maybe you can't get it back.
Well, okay, so...
I mean, this is nuts all of a sudden.
Let's say he does, you know, he has lost it maybe a little bit. Then the Rangers, right, have no chance.
No. The Georgiev thing was a fluke the other day.
I would say so.
It's not.
And the whole reason why the people who like the Rangers, it's because of this guy in net. And suddenly, right, if that's not there, everybody who does not like the Rangers have been telling you all year long, like, the 5-on-5 is garbage.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yeah.
And this guy's just been a brick wall, and he's carrying the entire team. Which can happen, obviously. You know, you played the position. You've been there before. You put a high school team on your back for, what, a four-day stretch once?
About a month, yeah.
Was it a month?
About a month, yeah.
Okay.
Number one goals against in the state. Yep, made the paper.
Documented?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was, huh?
I had all the press clippings in the scrapbook, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yep, hot goalie. Yeah, we put it up one time, yeah. Hot goalie.
Good.
Long hair, non-mullet. No mullet.
Good.
Imagine if I was in shape. Oh, God. Such a fat boy.
How big were you back then?
Well, when I was in my plain weight or when yeah. I was a portly fellow.
Were you?
Husky, yeah.
Was that with a mullet?
Long hair.
At the same exact time?
Long hair. Come on. Let's long hair. The difference. Long hair. Taki.
By the way, later on in the show, I think this is going to be a fun discussion when Johnny Avello joins us.
Hey, Mitch.
He's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, here in Las Vegas, you cannot, like, books cannot offer odds on the Academy Awards, but Johnny would always put it up. They're not allowed. The Gaming Commission won't allow him to do it. But he would always put up, like, fake odds, you know, entertainment purposes only. We have some viewers who have this, and I'm actually unfamiliar with a lot of the movies this year.
I didn't recognize many of them either.
So people...
You see House of Gucci yet? Not that that's going to
win. No, I've heard it's good.
Gaga, yeah, good movie. Gaga's fantastic.
Okay, so this movie called Power of the Dog is the favorite to win the Oscar for Best Picture, but there's a movie behind it called Coda, and evidently some of our viewers have that movie at around 10 to 1. It's down to plus 110.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been some steam on that movie, evidently, but some, like, Belfast?
I always look forward to it.
Did you watch Dune? That's up your alley, isn't it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
No. I've been catching up on all the TV stuff. No. I'm still behind on the Laker thing, which is fantastic. Aside from the Jerry West portrayal, which is completely made up, but I hear it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And the book is unbelievable. The Jeff Perlman book on the Lakers. Oh, is that, what's it called?
Showtime?
I think it's Showtime. Showtime, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That book is awesome. Jeff Perlman's the nuts.
All right, no more football, no problem. Bet Rivers serves up tennis, soccer, hockey, college, pro basketball, and more. Don't miss out on their daily specials. And try your hand at live player props for same-game parlays. No matter what you bet on, you can cut on your withdrawal. Approval happening fast with more than 80% of withdrawals approved instantly at Bet Rivers. Get started with life after football with the Bet Rivers app. Up next, I don't think Paulie realizes how close he was to losing one of his player props, or tournament props, and we'll tie that into Power Rating Wednesday. What would have been one of the best tournament game endings of all time with best movie endings of all time.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered as they've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts now in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
Great job by Bet Rivers. Maybe they were watching yesterday. They've added a house special. Who will have more touchdowns next year? Ryan or Wentz? Matty Ice, 170. Good job, guys.
He's minus 170?
Yeah. They have more touchdowns than Wentz. Yep.
I actually might go Wentz.
Yeah, value.
Could go Wentz. Yeah. And the Colts run the ball quite a bit.
Yes.
That offensive line, going to be Jonathan Taylor? Sure. Okay, so again, you're I'm not going to call you fun poison, but you're anti-fun when it comes to making certain bets. And you embrace it, right?
Yeah. No overtime, no buzzer beaters, sure.
Right. Yeah. And so Bet Rivers put up 1.5, and the under was a nice plus price, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you realize how close you were to, like, having a buzzer beater already? And this goes for the entire tournament, not just first round. Look at this photo.
This is awesome.
And for the radio audience right now that you can't watch it, I just retweeted this at Mitch Moss Radio. This is from Alex White, who put this out there. Incredible photo by Kelly Presnell at the end of the Arizona game. Look at that photo. That would have been the finish to the game.
Ah.
Like a half a second more on the clock, they win via dunk at the buzzer.
Oh, and the controversy with what happened at...
Of course.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Or if he scoops it and gets rid of the ball at the buzzer, and that's how they win the game.
Yep.
That is one of, if that's how it ends, that's one of the best tournament finishes we've ever seen. Like that's probably not Suggs from last year, but it's in the conversation.
Yep. Hayward from half court to win the title.
Oh, shut it down.
Would have been, yes. To win the title and beat Duke.
Yep.
And you just take the trophy and walk back to campus. And then don't forget the kid from USC almost did it against Miami. From way out.
Yeah.
They almost made that.
Yep.
So that was, yes.
Okay, so.
That would have been a great finish.
Which leads us into something we started last week with Power. We're calling it right now. Who knows? This can change. Power Rating Wednesday. We did the overrated bands last week. So with that near unbelievable ending, what are your best movie endings of all time? How would you power rate something like this? Something that should be discussed more.
Oh, it's great.
It rarely, if ever, is. Best movie endings of all time.
Maybe the biggest response we've ever had, although I was early to tweet it out and say, guys, get your list ready. Here we go. Also in honor of the Oscars and Johnny Avello. To me, the list starts with Usual Suspects. Give me the keys. Ah, that was ad-lib. That was awesome. That ending, that movie is awesome, and the ending is unbelievable. Great job by Kevin Spacey. Great writing. We've interviewed, what's his name, Chaz Palminteri?
Oh, yeah, several times.
He's a great guy.
Yep.
Bronx Tale, Usual Suspects, that scene in there at the end, and then what happens? Oh,
Baldwin Kaiser, in that movie.
Kaiser Soze, I mean, oh.
And,
Gabriel Byrne's good.
Yep.
The whole cast is
awesome. Del Toro's
really awesome.
Yep.
Done on purpose, can't understand. In English, please.
And by the way, Kevin Pollak almost steals the movie.
Yes.
He's so good.
We got to talk to him sometime. Loves the Hollywood poker games.
Big Giants fan in
loves
baseball.
Loves poker, yeah.
Right.
Great. Underrated. That guy has a hell of a resume. He's in a few good men.
Oh, Kevin Pollak's amazing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. Got to be Usual Suspects. Best movie endings of all time. Saw. No doubt about it. Tuh, jaws on the floor with that one. Guy, what a guy does with his leg and then with shutting the door on him and everything.
Okay, I'm not afraid to admit this. I've said this before. I don't know if on VEASAN Airwaves or not. I was 28 years old when I watched the movie. I was afraid to go into my closet that night.
Oh, sure.
I was scared to death.
Yeah.
And scary movies never do it to me. I don't even care about them. That movie freaked me the hell out.
Yep. Eclectic mix here. Shawshank, come on. Shawshank Redemption, dynamite. And there's so many movies up and vanish like a fart in the wind. I mean, there's so many great scenes in that movie. Like, it peels off. What? There's a hole behind the picture? The poster? He set this up? This Dufresne kid?
And that movie is one of the most rewatchable movies ever
made. Yes, it is. Yes, yeah. It is. Godfather 2. Come on. They whack Fredo in the boat. The scene where Michael's all alone. They go the flashback when he's at the table. Tells him he's going in the army. This movie. Oh, boy. Now, listen. And I got experience. I carried Ocean's 11. That scene with Julia Roberts. That's my avatar on Twitter. Great writing, great movie. That Brad Pitt butchered that scene, though, at the end. What's in the box? That is Morgan Freeman, dynamite in that movie, too. The ending of Seven. That's another one.
That was going to be on my list, but I know you don't care for it.
You can take it.
I didn't want to get into, like...
We can double up.
Yeah. Well, we double up on some of these for sure.
Seven. How good is that movie?
And by the way, a common theme that you're going to notice, a lot of these came from the 90s, believe it or not.
Absolutely Seven. And everyone agreed. Ton of support for Seven. What a movie. Miscast Kevin Spacey?
I don't know.
He played it straight. I wanted like a really crazy person there.
The run that he was on in the 90s, he had Seven, he had Usual Suspects, he had Swimming with Sharks.
American Beauty.
He had American Beauty. They were all like back to back to back.
Pulp Fiction? Loved it. Writing, especially at the end. They exit the diner. The dialogue as well. Silence of the Lambs. Come on. What a finish that was, right? Hopkins gets out, have an old friend over. What is it? Friend over for dinner? Whatever.
Yep. Okay.
Listener's contribution, Scarface, Fight Club, True Romance. All the listeners that were chiming in yesterday. Also, a couple people wanted Gone Girl. That's another great movie.
It's very good.
With three scenes. You're like, what
very
just
good.
Happened?
Okay, so I would totally agree with you on Silence of the Lambs. I have that in honorable mention because I have that. I watched that movie when I was like 14 years old.
Oh, what a movie.
And I thought to myself, wait, is every movie like this good?
Hopkins won the... Won the Oscar. He's in the thing for 4 minutes.
He's
hardly in a movie.
It's actually, he's on the screen for 16 minutes.
Oh, you got
there. That's a fact. 16 minutes. That's it, on screen. Yeah.
Oh, the cage.
And he dominates.
How about the cage scene?
That's why I loved it. I figured it out. When I was watching the movie, I'm like, that's him. he's got the guy's face on him. That's going to be Lecter.
Yeah.
And it was. It turned out to be him in the ambulance.
Face on it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What a scene.
And then, but you have to tie in the whole ending where Jodie Foster's at Buffalo Bill's house. That's part of the ending, in my opinion, as well.
Oh, yes.
The how dramatic that was and suspenseful. And then how, I'm going to have an old friend for dinner. Oh, come on. But that, to me, still to this day, the number one power-rated movie of all time. Can't beat Silence of the Lambs. So, but not the best ending. Okay. Also, honorable mention, Inception has to be on the list.
Really?
Still don't know what the hell's going on.
Mike Palm gave up on it. He got confused.
Oh, but a lot of people have. But it's still spinning. Yeah. Is it a dream? Did it really happen?
Okay, interesting.
Here's one that nobody's ever heard of. Dream Lover, made in 93-94 with James Spader, and what he does at the end and how he gets revenge on his ex-wife. Oh, mama! I bought it on DVD after
what?
I watched it.
Never heard of it.
Incredible.
Dream Lover?
Yeah.
The kid from Blacklist?
Seinfeld, the rum raisin.
Yeah, Blacklist.
Yes, he was also Robert California in The Office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that, I never heard
Very
of it.
Very good. Nobody's ever heard of it. Awesome. Sleeping with the Enemy gets honorable mention.
Julia Roberts?
Yes. But back
what
when
happens?
She was... So
she kills him?
Her ex is very abusive.
Right.
She runs away, runs away to Indiana. He eventually finds out where she's at, and she's in this house, and he has OCD. He always had a problem, the towels had to be the exact same length. All of the cans, the cans of soup in the kitchen cabinets have to be straight with the labels. She thought she's away from the guy completely. She comes home one day, she's getting scared. All of a sudden she's going through her house. All the signs are there that he broke in or whatever and rearranged her house. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable ending.
Wow. Okay.
Unbelievable ending.
Okay.
And Shawshank for sure. And then in any order, this can go top five of all-time movie endings.
Mm.
The Life of David Gale, another one with Kevin Spacey.
Good call.
How that movie ends, if you've never watched it, you got to give it a shot.
Yep.
I don't want to say too much to give it away, but my God, how they throw you for a loop. And it's I like our buddy Paul Charchin who said jaw droppers. That was a jaw dropper when I watched it.
No, yes.
He also had Sixth Sense on his list.
A lot of people did. Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan.
No.
But in terms of a jaw dropper, I think that would qualify.
Yeah, you got me. You got me. Well done. One of the most underrated movies of all time is The Game with Michael Douglas. Sean Penn, Michael Douglas. That movie is awesome. And the ending?
If you could watch The Game all over again for the first time.
Oh, I love it.
It's just... incredible the way they tied that in and they wrote the movie. I agreed with you on Usual Suspects. How can you not? And also mid-90s Edward Norton and Richard Gere. The way that they closed out Primal Fear, and I watched that again recently, the acting in that movie from start to finish is superb, and I think that was Edward Norton's first movie ever. If you've never seen Primal Fear, just for the ending alone, I cannot recommend the movie enough. Did you see that one coming?
No.
Nobody did.
Nope.
I'm watching it with my buddy at his house.
Good job.
In the 90s, and we paused it, and I said, wait a second, what did he just say? And my buddy's like, did you hear that? Had to go back and rewind it, uh-oh. That's incredible.
Good list.
Yeah.
Chime in at VSiN Live, tweet at us, email, ftm@vsiN.com. Best movie endings.
Yeah, what did we miss? What did we miss? And this is
I'm sure we did. I mean, yeah.
This is not a polarizing list overrated bands, right?
I only go back to the mid-70s, too. I'm not going to go.
Yeah, most of mine were
guys going Casablanca and some of this stuff. I mean, come on, we live and breathe.
So what do you got for, what do we miss there on the list of best movie endings of all time? Up next, we will get into Step Your Game Up. The best and worst ATS teams remaining in the tournament. We'll also look at teams that play well to the over or to the under. And I don't think people have noticed outside of bettors that this team is now the second best ATS team from start to finish all year long. We'll run down the details on that coming up next.
Hey,
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of the madness. Every day, choose from their stack starting lineup, the Breakfast Baconator, croissant combos, and the coffee. And they're bringing the breakfast legends, the oven-baked sizzling bacon, fresh cracked eggs, perfectly seasoned breakfast potatoes, and the OJ to bring it home. Make a fast break to your nearest Wendy's drive-thru. Pick up your Wendy's Breakfast. The official breakfast of the madness. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
So much reaction from the previous segment. A lot of people are throwing out The Sting as the best movie ending of all time.
Planet of the Apes.
That's been submitted many
is
times.
Is that Statue of Liberty on the beach?
On the beach.
All right. And Gone Baby Gone. I don't recall that. I don't think I've seen Gone Baby Gone.
I think that was with Affleck's brother.
Was it? Okay. Got a lot of those. Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying Sixth Sense has to be on the list. Arlington Road from Jason in Miami. Very good movie. Solid ending. Absolutely. Probably should make a long list. That's with Tim Robbins, where he's a lunatic, if I remember right.
I think I saw it. That was, yeah.
Okay.
All fun right. List. Fun list. Yeah. Keep them coming. Best movie endings of all time. Let's go top bottom. ATS and ROI. Let's start with hockey. Rangers lead the way, even with the loss. You're up 11 units on the season, betting on the Rangers. $100 every game, you're up 1,100. Kings number two, 850. Columbus number three, followed by Nashville, up 7 units and change. And Carolina, worst ROI. They're getting taken out behind a woodshed with Philly. Philly down 1,840. So is Seattle. Montreal, 1,675. Chicago, 1,640. And the Islanders, 1475. Well, I mean, it's not a lot of factors here, but the Islanders could never recover from the long road trip to start the season.
Now, how about this? their schedule. It was a 13-game road trip to begin the season.
Yeah, I believe so. 12 or 13.
And now from today until the end of the season, right now, currently speaking, they have the most difficult schedule left in the entire. Ooh, no favors at all.
Yeah, it was good to see our guy, Evan, from the East Coast. And he pointed out, thank you for the $1.40 call when they were, like, right around after that road trip ended. About a couple weeks later, they were -140 to miss the playoffs.
Yep, right.
I mean, it was just, you can't recover from something like that. The streaks, Devils again, 30-4 run, goal in the first 10, 31-7 over first period run for the Devils. Carolina, goal in the first 10, 16-2 run. First period under, 16-3 run, thanks to Mr. Otto. Third period only, Jets, 20-1 overrun. These are all 1.5. Significant juice. Toronto, 33-3 overrun. Minnesota, 17-2. Columbus and Chicago, 18-3 runs. Third period overs. There's your hockey.
All right. How about college basketball? Strictly going on tournament teams now. You realize that St. Peter's, from start to finish, well, where we're at right now, St. Peter's is the second best team in the country at covering spreads this year. Obviously, the best team in the country, 22-9 ATS. So they have done a great job of exceeding expectations with the market, the odds makers throughout the entire year, and catching a gigantic number against Purdue. Houston's number 2 in the tournament, 24-12 on the season. Texas Tech is 22-14 against the spread. Providence 19-13, and Miami 20-15. And as a reminder, we're not telling you to go out and bet these teams specifically because of this, just telling you how good they've been so far on the season. Worst tournament teams, Purdue, 15-20-1 in their 36 games. Michigan is 15-18 ATS. Kansas at 500, 18-18. The Zags are 15-14-2. And North Carolina, 18-16-1. Duke, 18-16-2. Your best over teams in the tournament. Michigan is 20-13 to the over. North Carolina, we've seen this recently, 21-14 to the over. They love to get it up and down the court and have tons of talent. Arkansas, 21-14. Arizona, 21-15. Miami, 20-15. And your best tournament under teams. Iowa State is number 1, 19-15. And looking back, I was not involved in that Iowa State-Wisconsin total. I need to have my head examined.
Yeah.
A perfect recipe for a game to go under between those two teams. Houston, 20-16 to the under. Gonzaga, 17-14. Providence, 16-16. And UCLA and Villanova, basically each 17-17. I say basically because Villanova has a push.
There is a trend here in this Villanova game. Jay Wright is 12-1 straight up and 11-2 ATS versus an opponent off a straight up win as a dog. An attorney. It's from Mark Lawrence. Mm. You want to lay the 5 with the Nova.
I don't know if I want to lay the 5,
though. No? Okay.
I don't think so. I think I'm going to go on the other side. Yeah. In the NBA, your best team's ATS on the season. Memphis, number 1 overall. Again, in action tonight. There's no Ja Morant. They're a slight dog to the Brooklyn Nets. They are 20 games over 500 ATS at 46-26. The Thunder are 43-25-4, despite all of their straight-up losses. The Cavaliers, 39-29-4. The Heat are 9 games over 500. Same with the T-Wolves, Raptors, and the Mavericks. Your worst teams against the spread in the association. The Wizards are 28-41-2. Rockets, 29-42-1. The Nets are 12 games below 500 covering games. Happens a lot in this league when you get the best power-rated teams going into a season. And, you know, they're laying a bunch of points every single game. The Blazers are 29-41-1. Hawks and the Lakers are each 12 games below 500.
Eesh.
L.A. 30-42 against the spread. Yeah, the Nets.
And Atlanta's defense has been terrible.
Yep.
And that's a big reason why they've been in such a bad year.
Jazz 31-39-2. The best teams to the over. Now, again, remember how totals flipped this season? Right away out of the gates, Paulie, a lot of games were going under the total, and those numbers came down to like 212, 216 in some matchups. Now we're seeing 240s almost every single night. Minnesota is 43-30 to the over. You brought up a great point. What if it's Minnesota and
Memphis
in round 1?
Oh, God.
Miami is 42-30 to the over. The Lakers are 41-31. Denver 39. Check that, 40-31-2. Wiz 39-31-1. And the Pacers are 40-32 to the over. And your best NBA under teams, Dallas, great job by Jason Kidd again with the defense.
Yep.
20 games over 500. They're 45-25-2 to the under. The Pelicans are 42-30. Warriors 40-30-2 and another dead under last night. Cavaliers 39-31-2 and the 76ers are 38-31-2. And there you go for best and worst teams in the NBA, college basketball, and NHL, either ROI, ATS, or over-under. And like we said, tonight is a great card in the NBA. And early morning here, I kind of like two favorites. I like two road favorites. And we're on a common play tonight with the Nets against the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And we're only going against, you know, the best team in the NBA ATS, and we have one of the worst teams in the NBA ATS.
Yeah, but you don't have Ja on its last stand for Kyrie. I mean, he only play in two more games after this. So.
Right.
Plus, he's been hot.
Although, and you have the Grizz at what, 12-1 to win the West?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Got it here. And yes.
We're
going to get the 2 seed. You never know.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's a lot. There's something to be said about chemistry and camaraderie, and these guys like playing with one another. Ton of confidence. Drippy. They're drippy, as Ja said. Yep.
As long as they get everybody back, and by everybody, I don't just mean Morant, but like everybody, like Brooks and everybody else can come back and be healthy for the playoffs.
Boston, one other tidbit. Where'd I put it? Boston has the best record in the East against teams above 500. It'll be a good discussion with Windhorse coming up. I mean, this whole Nets business, and with Kyrie, and again, a interesting press conference by the mayor, which, careful, if you're a Mets, Yankees fan, futures, all that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the way the Celtics are playing, and they beat the Nets when Kyrie played.
Yep. We brought that up, what was it, 2 weeks ago now? When baseball finally flipped, and they ended a lockout, and I think people assumed that it was just going to end in New York because the Yankees are so big there. And the mayor's like, what? No, not going to happen. And also, your discussion with Brian Mahoney yesterday, who lives in that city and covers the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, they were not happy with what Kyrie did.
Oh, no.
That went way above and beyond what he should have done.
That was, the mayor said the teams, the Knicks, Nets, Yankees, and Mets will have to wait their turn. Or loosen COVID vaccination restrictions. And what they did, Kyrie came in from the long way, the other end of the tunnel came in, and then like did the long, long walk in, and then with the locker room and the all their other business. Then Durant calls him out. That's that'll backfire.
Yeah.
All right.
Looks like it already is.
It will backfire. Okay.
All right. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. You must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Up next, we have match play this week. Always a tough and tricky handicap. Indy Jeff Seeley will provide sage betting advice on the tournament coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers
to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.